This is out of the blocks. I wanted to announce Benny Cunningham's the Art Rooney Sr., the Chief Leadership Sportsman representative for the Chicago Bears. I think Benny's represented both in a leadership role as well as sportsmanship throughout this building and his short time here. And so congratulations out to he and his family for that honor. Open it up for questions.
What's the latest with Sims?
He's still illness. He's day-to-day, and he did not participate today along with Danny Trevathan, Bryce Callahan, and Tom Arnold, excuse me, those three guys did not participate today.
Is this just a matter of getting his
wound
back up, maybe over, whatever he
had before? You know, I don't know the complete prognosis at this point, but he is doing exercise. He's feeling better. And we'll kind of keep you posted when he's cleared.
John, do your role with the offense or forming game plans change at all since Mitch took over, or how does that work in a typical week?
Again, I'm the head coach, so I'm involved in all three phases of the game plans, offense, defense, and special teams. I've got coordinators in charge of those three areas that are pretty much responsible for play calling on game day, but I'm very much involved in the game planning in all three phases. Always have been and always will be. That's what a head coach does.
You guys had some differences in offensive personnel. Felony played a lot. You know, he hadn't played before. There were a couple games before. Is that a decision made by you during the week, made by Dowell, made collectively?
I think by all of the above. You know what I mean? Ultimately, the buck stops here. You know what I mean? So whether it's play time or who's active, who's inactive, those are all decisions made by, I think, most head coaches in the league.
What's impressed you about Dontrell Inman on Sunday and then practice?
You know, I think, again, he's a long guy. He's a veteran guy who understands routes, understands offense. I thought you saw glimpses of it. He's new to us. You know, I think he's still learning. He'd probably be the first to tell you. But I think he's a positive addition, and we'll see where that takes us moving forward.
Has he implemented some veteran leadership, kind of like how you guys were hoping to in a young receivers room?
Yeah. I think, he brings that a little bit like Benny Cunningham I mentioned as a veteran guy. We don't have a ton of, senior veteran guys. Those guys are all helpful for sure.
As a head coach, would you like to see Tariq Cohen more involved in the game plan than he has been?
You know, I think if you look at, again, you're looking at one game. Sometimes the defense dictates, who gets the ball. I think in a running standpoint, it was a game where we didn't run the ball very effectively. I think we only ran it 17 times. I believe Jordan Howard, being the fifth leading rusher in the league, probably commanded most of that. I think he had 15 carries. So it's obviously a situation where we'd like to get him more touches, but it just didn't materialize that well on that day. But I'd remind people he's pretty high up there in both punt returns. He's our leading receiver with 29 catches, so it's not like we don't know who he is.
What improvements do you need to see from him to earn him more time on the field? He was off the field for 78% of the snaps.
Yeah, I think some of it, we were in 2 minute quite a bit. He's not in that package. Again, he's learning that package. I mean, the guy plays quarterback and Wildcat. He's our punt returner. He's our kick returner. He plays receiver and he plays running back. And he's played 9 games in the NFL. I think the protections are the hardest things, to be in that role as a back, and particularly in passing situations. Those are things that any young player, it's probably the last thing to come. So he's working at it. He's very, very, he's definitely smart enough. It's just we've got a lot on his plate, and, that plate's getting heavier.
Would you like to have Penny in that situation? Or in that situation?
Well, I mean, he's a veteran guy. I mean, he's been in the league. He understands protections. Things change altogether on third down. People are way more exotic. Everybody in the stadium kind of knows it's going to be a pass if it's third and two or more. So it becomes a little bit more critical. And, we've gone with more veteran guys in that role thus far.
How much did the injuries on the O-line play into the inability to get the running game going?
We're moved on to Detroit now. That last game is what it was. Obviously you want more of your starters out there than not. But we'll see where that takes us this week.
John, what do you guys have to be aware of with the Lions passing game?
Well, they've got a lot of big play guys. I mean, Golden Tate's leading the league in yards after catch. He's, I think, in the top three in third down receptions. You know, he's up there in yards per catch. I mean, they've got weapons that are in the top 10 in the National Football League.
What seems after you about Stafford now that you've gone against him in the division a few times?
Well, I mean, he's extremely talented. You know, I think I think a lot of people can see that. You know, I think he's been good in clutch. He's been in that system for a minute. I'm familiar with the system in that it was similar to some things we did with Jim Bob there now. And he's adapted very well to it. You know, they had a game where they were down 31-10 and actually made it a game. You know, it ended up 52-38, but it was a one-possession game, you know, with about two and a half minutes left. So he's very capable. You know, they put up a lot of points. I think they're sixth in the league in scoring. You know, so they're very potent.
John, you mentioned again today about defenses taking Tariq away. What can he do specifically when that happens to try and beat
that? Well, I think what happens is when you put both he and Jordan in the game, they treat him like a wideout. It's not, you know, that surprising, but you know, so they treat him as a wideout, and he's been in those roles to get receptions. And I think, you know, if you just looked at the tape, you see he is that explosive guy that everybody's alluded to, including Dow. But at this stage, you know, when you put him in as wideout and they're going to double him, on the first third down last week, you know, that was where Kendall Wright was singled up, and he got a third down reception for a first down when they doubled Tariq over to the other side. So I think it's just a matter of, you know, how we use him. If we can leave him in the backfield more, that's a little bit harder to do because he's not playing wide receiver.
Over his five starts, have you seen defenses try to increasingly confuse Mitch at the line of scrimmage more so than you might see from a veteran quarterback?
Not really. I think he's handled that extremely well. You know, he works at it extremely hard. I think – you know, when you watch young quarterbacks, you saw an example last week, you know, that guy's been in their system for 3 years, you know, timeouts, delay of games. I mean, I don't see that very much with Mitch, and he really has been limited time in the league as well as with us.
With Kyle Long, I think he's played through a dislocated finger before. Is this worse because it's on the same fingers with the shoulder that he has as well? I mean, is that complicating things?
You know, I think, you know, a lot of guys have to deal with a lot of stuff. You know, I don't know that there's many players playing on Sundays that would classify themselves as 100%. But, you know, I think, you know, some time away with the bye week and then not, you know, pounding on him for 60-some plays this week, hopefully that'll help him moving forward.
John, is Marcus Weaver still not 100%, or is that just a coaching decision?
Well, I think most of it is that he hasn't been practicing a lot. You know, it's a little bit like Inman. I mean, you just can't throw people in there the minute they walk in the building. You know, there's a process to learning. It's a new language. You have to be able to communicate that language. You know, so in his case, he kind of knows the language. He just hasn't been out there very much, and so now it's just getting reacclimated back into football shape, back into game-ready shape. You know, he was active for the game. I think he played a couple plays in the game. And we'll see, you know, he'll earn that, you know, through practice and preparation.
John, you mentioned a couple times over the last couple days how Tariq's commanding extra attention when he's that wide receiver. Wouldn't that be a reason to have him on the field more then?
Well, I think, again, you know, you've got guys like Inman getting in. You know, there's only one ball. And, you know, I think our guys understand it, a little bit how the game went last week. I think last week is kind of, you know, when you isolate on just that one. I think he's had plenty of touches, and like I said, he is our leading receiver with 29 catches on our team.
John, you guys have had a lot of negative runs this year. You have five more on Sunday. What can you do to change that? Is it just being more balanced?
Well, I think it's executing better. You know, I think it was apparent that we struggled a little bit in that area, and you know, we've been that way in a couple games that have been a little more successful in some than others, and you know, hopefully we can get back more whole this week and see where that takes us.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.